knowledge, many are not aware of an important step that needs to be taken, a durable power of attorney. Joining us now to explain is Sherry Warsh, a partner at Levenfield Perlstein here in Chicago. Sherry, thank you for joining us this afternoon. If you're a parent sending a child off to college, either as a freshman or older, you might think you may not have to do that just because you believe, well, I'm within driving distance of campus and will be on call in the event of a crisis. Is that sensible thinking?
No, it's actually really important that when your child goes away to college that you have a durable power of attorney, because the college will not be sharing health information or financial information such as grades with the parents. It even can go as far as they won't send you bills to pay for their tuition.
And what, I mean, as the parent of an 18-year-old, what do you need to know about kind of your legal rights and responsibilities as a parent? What are still in existence once that child turns 18, and what reverts over to the child?
Sure. So when they're 18, they are legally adults. So, for example, the reason I have this passion is because when my son went away to college, when he was a freshman at the University of Michigan, he was brought into an emergency room and I called to get information. Obviously, I was petrified that he was there. And they asked if I had a power of attorney for healthcare. I said, no, I don't. And they said that I could talk to my son, but I was not able to talk to any of the doctors to get any information.
And how quickly does it take, you know, how time consuming is the process to set up that power of attorney, and who can you designate to have that power?
Sure. So it's a pretty simple form. Almost each state in the United States has their own form for this. Most states, you have to make sure that the form includes what's called a HIPAA release, which is what allows the doctors to speak to the agents named in the power of attorney for healthcare. And generally, the child can name mom or dad, followed by dad, or dad followed by mom is generally who the child would be naming as their agent to get this information.
So just remember, once you turn 18, mom and dad are still mom and dad, but their legal responsibilities and the information that they can have shifts just a little bit. So it's very prudent to get that power of attorney.
Absolutely.
Sherry Warsh, partner at Levenfeld Perlstein here in Chicago. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's 1:23.